This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Almost 30% of Texas voters say they believe non-citizens are frequently voting in elections. That's according to a recent poll by the University of Texas and the Texas Tribune. And as KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, that number surprises some voting rights advocates because they say there's no evidence that it's true.
Cindy Weatherby is with the League of Women Voters of Texas. Her group is nonpartisan. Their main goal is to simply get more people to vote. Part of that work is educating people about voting. So Weatherby pays close attention to how politicians and the media talk about voting. And she says she has a pretty good idea of why so many people think non-citizens are voting frequently.
I think the feeling that there are many people that are voting illegally or that people are voting who shouldn't be voting comes from hearing about it a lot.
And in Texas, voters are getting this message from all sides lately. This past January, the Texas Secretary of State, David Whitley, announced that his office had identified more than 90,000 people who his office suspected were not citizens. And more than 50,000 of those voters, Whitley claimed, had voted in Texas elections. But Weatherby says it was clear almost immediately that something was off.
It only took a few hours for even the people who sent that out to recognize that that was incorrect.
In fact, the state eventually removed thousands of names from the list. But before that information got out, state officials like Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton and even President Trump had tweeted out the false information.
The problem is that now that information is out and the correction of that information doesn't get the play, isn't promoted as being truth like the reverse was.
A good example of that is President Trump. A federal court recently looked at Texas's list of alleged non-citizens. The judge called the effort a mess. And he wrote that evidence shows that, quote, there is no widespread voter fraud, end quote. Even still, President Trump said just a few days ago that voter fraud is a huge problem.
When you look at what's happened in Texas with all of those votes that they recently found were not exactly properly done.
And Weatherby says that's all it takes for something unsubstantiated to become something a lot of people firmly believe.
I mean, it's just like anything else that you hear about. If you hear it repeated enough, you begin to think that there must be something to it.
But according to experts on this, there's not really much to it. Myrna Perez is with the National Voting Rights Group and research group called the Brennan Center for Justice. And she says non-citizen voter fraud is very rare.
The consistent and repeated results of research is that fraud happens occasionally, but it is rare and confined and generally not systematic.
To register to vote in Texas, you have to check a box on a registration form declaring that you are a citizen. Lying about that is a crime. And Perez says that's not something that a non-citizen would usually risk.
Non-citizen voting is very, very rare because of the consequences attached. We have multiple federal and state laws that prohibit voting when you are not eligible. And the consequences are quite severe.
Now, it is possible for someone to say they are a citizen when they are not and registered to vote. But they'd have to provide information from a driver's license or passport, which is a pretty big barrier for people, especially people who are undocumented. Green card holders, however, can get a driver's license or state ID. That means it's slightly easier for a legal permanent resident to register, but Perez says the few times that has happened, it's usually been a mistake.
They don't understand that they're not eligible because they've either been here for a really long time and someone tried to register them to vote and misinform them, or they accidentally got registered.
Part of the reason this could happen is because no one is checking someone's citizenship between the time someone registers to vote and the time they get added to the rolls. According to the Texas Secretary of State's office, there's not really a way for local officials or the state to do that. Officials don't have access to a master list of citizens they could check against. And Cindy Weatherby says requiring people to show a document proving they are a citizen as they register to vote could become a big barrier to voting.
Because people don't carry that around with them. A lot of people don't have the option of even having that.
Weatherby says creating rules that make it harder for eligible voters to vote just to prevent something that rarely happens is not a great idea.
The facts of the matter is that these are extremely small numbers, and it would be unseemly, unfair to ask for every single person to provide their proof of citizenship.
But even though those are the facts, whether you believe them has more to do with politics. Jim Henson directs the Texas Politics Project at UT Austin. His group recently surveyed Texans about this issue. They asked people how frequently they thought non-citizens voted in Texas elections. Henson says about 18% said never, 28% said frequently, while another 45% of people said it happened either rarely or sometimes.
And there was a lot of partisan structure in that. Only 8% of Democrats said non-citizens vote frequently, and almost half, 47%, of Republicans said that they vote frequently.
But he says partisan divides on issues like this are nothing new.
The electoral system and the rules of elections are always a political matter of dispute.
Henson says Democrats also emphasize voter suppression in the same way that Republicans highlight what they see as voter fraud. And this is about more than just a strictly partisan divide.
These plug into much deeper currents. They're fundamentally shaped by race, ethnicity, and cultural identity.
And these deeper currents sometimes have a stronger pull than facts. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.